folks. Thank you all for coming through. My name is Mantis. Government name is Tyra. So thank you to everybody that tuned in via Zoom. Let me practice my microphone etiquette. All of those things are true in the bio. I got a lot of sides to me. One of the things that I'm most proud of is this book right here, The Root Work Stretch. And one of the things that I'm most thankful for is Isha Filial and Vanessa German for publishing this work. This is something that is just very, very personal to me. So I'm gonna flip through probably a couple poems from here, and then I got a new poem for y'all. And this will probably be my last time publicly reading poetry for a little minute. I'm gonna be engaging with writing differently from here on out. And let's start that timer. All right, this poem is called A Womanist Manifesto after Alice Walker. And the epigraph is a quote from Alice Walker. Womanist is to feminist as purple is to lavender. Womanist dyes pink pussy hat purple. Womanist has a back of 250 virgins. Womanist, a picked violet under investigation. Womanist gutted by suffragettes. Womanist wields the womb as a weapon. Womanist tends to the children of the marches. Womanist claps ass on a Saturday night and conjures more cash than a civilian could dream of. Womanist turns pink pussy hat to ash because pussy don't make a woman. Womanist spends years reclaiming stolen theory, stripped of practice. Womanist enslaved by the first wave's fathers. Womanist missed the second wave's tolerant tide. Woman is too tired to make the third wave work. Woman is told she hates herself by the movements who taught her to hate herself. Womanist was never with Hillary, Kamala, or the next girl boss in blue. Womanist watches stretch marks fracture her identity to three-fifths. Womanist, the trees chopped to tear down the tenements. Womanist, the roots regenerated from the unwanted tenements. Womanist makes a Molotov cocktail of pink pussy hat and hard lemonade. Womanist broke 250 bridges lifting Moloch to feminist heaven. Womanist burns her back to lift liberation from the sea. Womanist sees freedom, a handmade star streaking across a purple sky. Thank you. A little bit uncomfortable, and that's okay. Still buy my book after, please. All right, and then this poem right here is called Psalms 27:1. I like to think about it as a condensed way of telling the story of my birth. Like many Black babies in Allegheny County, due to medical neglect and inequality, I was born a premature baby. And my birth was something of great emergency and risk, and also one of great care. So this poem is dedicated to my mother, Roberta Jameson, Psalm, and also my ancestors who gave my mother the verse to pray with for this psalm. So this is called Psalms 27, verse 1. They say the best time to cast the spell is during a storm. Another word for spell is prayer, as in the repetition of verse, as in hanging an entire destiny on words. I owe my life to them after all. All it took was my mother's prayer, a single verse to save us from drowning in flood waters of blood and amniotic fluid. All it took was a single spell, the lighthouse and the lightning, guiding me against seven swirling seas. And on the next page is the verse, which is Psalms 27, verse 1, which is, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And a little bit of background around that poem is just simply, as someone that comes from a liberation tradition spiritually, we use the Bible even if all of us aren't necessarily Christians. So that's all I'll say on that. Let's go with. All right, let's go with. The second movement of Petitioning My Memory, Respecting My Mind. Respect My Mind is something that my aunt Kathleen Jameson says a lot, and it's language that I picked up. So I consider language something that can also be passed down through generations. So this is an erasure poem, visually through your eyes as well as hearing it. So this is called Petitioning My Memory, Respecting My Mind. I have enough roses, beloved. Your fast pace shows me how to breathe rhythms of rain into myself. There's more of me than the container. I create love whole, more than what anyone meant to show me. I live how the mess of love shows me. I gotta fill me up, trust, try, know I'm always worthy of all of me. That all roads lead to an ocean, expansive, endless, rippling love. Love like the body calls rest. Migrate to dopamine, listen for timing, talk to me, love, protect all the love, conjuring the mountain open. Stay ready to offer what runs over this tide to each hope burning through the pain. Deliver the ocean, chase the moon. So this last poem I'm gonna end on is a new poem called For Your Money. I identify as like a romantic poet, even if it gets a little intense sometimes. Romance is very intense. I wrote this during a nail appointment, like in my head, because I also am very neurodivergent. So like sitting still is just like a lot going on in the brain. And I was thinking about intimacy, the intimacy of money and things like that. And they're actually Channel 4 News has a segment called For Your Money, and that was on. And so I was like, oh my God, it's the perfect title for this poem. So here we go. I accidentally held my nail tech's hand today. Outside the salon, I bend and create little contortions to please the eye, but here she tells me, relax. I blush, a 13-year-old Black girl that should have known she wasn't straight. I could have said, what if I'm ticklish? What if you're rough? What if you use my heart as a stage to replay your childhood abandonment just to call that your attachment style? Are we moving too fast? My mind does. So I say, okay, and let my fingers curl over hers. The news hums with a white man coercing our tax money to the newest world war that they won't call a world war. A Black mayor pathologizing Black children, tracing a culture of violence to Fortnite and the weather. Sorry, my nail tech says, presenting my bleeding nail bed to me with the same anxiety I held about holding her hand. I want to say, we should just go with red, with a head tilt and a shrug, tell her that's just my body's protest against these ladylike rituals. Instead, I say, it's okay. Compliment her nails bright enough to shine through her latex gloves. She continues to paint milky pools on my nails. During my pedicure, she asked me to come closer to her, but your body can relax. While working, I told a man that money is a lot more intimate than its reputation allows. He scoffs and calls me hungry, like that's not also a function of the body. At the salon, my mind adds up the cost of service and I calculate the best tip. Because the most intimate part of this exchange is how both of us insist you deserve more than what they gave you. Come in. Aww. Thank you. Yes, if you want to learn more about me, you can always follow me at marvel@mantis on Instagram, and then there's an Instagram for the book where I'll probably have a lot more of my writing things. Thank you, Joan. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, White Whale. And yeah, thank you for everybody that made this possible. So yeah.